Joining me this morning in the studio is Aphrodite Caserta from Safari West. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's Caserta, isn't it? Yes. And also, Sarah Cummings is here. She's the executive director of Sonoma County Lodging. And Sarah's on the phone with us. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you so much.
They're here because there's something important happening on Thursday afternoon. It is disaster planning for the hospitality industry. It's going to be a symposium from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Flamingo Resort Hotel in Santa Rosa this Thursday. And Sarah, talk a little bit about your feelings, why it's so important to plan for the next disaster for your industry.
Well, I think for all of us, we have new awareness of how important this kind of preparation is, Pat. But for the 10% of our county's workforce that is often dealing with guests in the hospitality industry, the special details of what is needed to get them to safety and help them navigate is a very important sort of special need for our industry.
Very much so. And so there, this will be a two-hour symposium. We'll have panelists there. Claudia Vecchio will also join us from Sonoma County Tourism. And Sheriff-elect Mark Essick will be there. And Christopher Godley, who's the head of emergency services here. And also Fire Chief Tony Gosner will be there to talk about how best the hospitality industry can prepare and also utilize their facilities for the good. And Aphrodite, you've been, you know, it was your idea to do this in the first place. Safari West, as we know, has been, was a shining example in October about how to not only take care of all those animals of yours out there, but how to take care of your guests and your staff during a disaster.
There was definitely lessons learned, Pat, from that event. And we pulled everything together so we can understand how we could best improve on the, while we don't want to have a next event.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. But, you know, all of our planning was really planned and taking place during the day. We kept having all of our drills during the day and then all of our emergency response efforts. And this happened at night.
Yeah.
And it also happened within minutes. So all of our planning and taking time, we had literally minutes to disperse our guests and also get our staff to safety. So again, there's a lot of lessons learned that we hope that we can find some kind of collaboration and some answers from the symposium this Thursday.
Well, I can only imagine that the Lodging Association, Sarah, and the Tourism Board, and also people who own vacation homes, everybody that serves the public overnight is going to be helped by this.
We certainly hope so. And we hope also that it's the first of maybe several sessions we can offer on this topic.
Absolutely. I was telling Aphrodite, I think this is going to spark a conversation far and wide about preparedness. And it's not just talk. So I want to put that out there about the Thursday afternoon event. Sarah, talk a little bit about what we hope to get. Oh, I'll be moderating the symposium that day, by the way. Tell the listenership what we hope that people will walk away with that very day.
Well, Claudia Vecchio from the Tourism Bureau is going to be presenting a plan template that everybody that attends will walk away with. And then Aphrodite has used the template they use at Safari West, as well as some others, to craft an emergency kind of quick reference list that should go by all phones and possibly in rooms and things like that to help people quickly. So people really will be actually walking away with tools. And we should mention, Pat, anybody that's interested is invited to attend. This is at no charge. It's a sort of a service that we're offering, hopefully, to members of our industry.
And let's start and giving out that the information about how to sign up for this. And we'll do it a couple of times as we move forward in this conversation. Aphrodite, you've got that information?
You just need to go to, there will be an email sent out, but if you go to the website of the Sonoma County Lodging Association's website, there is a page there where you can sign up and register. We do urge you to register because even though it's free, space is limited.
Yeah.
And we don't want to disappoint anyone and have you attend and not be able to join us. This is very critical, so do register so we know that you are coming. If you have any questions, you can call me or call Sarah, and we'll be more than happy to help register you.
Yeah, it's a great idea to come. And Sarah, talk about, from the Sonoma County Lodging Association's point of view, what did you find out after the fires? What parts needed shoring up?
I'm sorry.
I said, what parts needed shoring up?
Well, I think we all, it's like everyone else. I think we all realize there's no such thing as too much communication, and understanding where the best sources for information are. And I'm really looking forward to attending this on Thursday and learning more about all these things myself. But I think we also learned, obviously, what an amazing community we live in. And the hospitality industry is, of course, a huge part of that. People were generous and people were resourceful and did everything they could. And that's one reason we've emerged sort of better than ever in so many ways.
And when this is really a holistic approach to preparedness when it comes to the hospitality industry, too, because you're not only talking about how to safely evacuate your guests and your staff, but also how your facility may be of use to the community at large. And I think that's a big part of this, too.
I agree. I think we had some hotels that became huge resources, but, you know, it was almost by happenstance, not by plan. And I think many members of our industry want to be a bigger part of the planning and be on those resource lists to be even more helpful in the future.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to bring in law enforcement via the sheriff's department, et cetera, and the fire department to talk about pooling those resources so that, you know, the sheriff's department, the fire department, and the emergency services know, okay, if this happens, this facility could be available to us. And all of those parts working together is what's going to make it a little better, God forbid, the next time around.
Exactly. And I think it's an amazing opportunity to get, you've done a great job, Pat, gathering all these resources. It's going to be a really, really impactful day, I think, for our industry. And I'm really excited about it.
Me too. What do you do in the first 12 hours? What do you do in the first 24 hours? How do you make sure that everybody is safe? And I mean, these are large questions that we hope to have very practical answers for. And as Sarah said, and I know Aphrodite feels the same way, this is the beginning of a conversation, but this is the beginning of the hospitality industry being able to walk out of that symposium with something in their hands to work on at their own individual business. And I think that's great. Am I missing any parts, ladies?
I don't think so. Just SonomaCountyLodging.org, and you can click on events or put a slash and events, and that'll lead you right to the page to sign up. And, you know, whether you have a vacation rental or work in a restaurant or are any part of our industry whatsoever, you are welcome to attend. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, and one of the things I know we can all say because of our experience last October is that you're going to get a handout at the end of this symposium, probably more than one. And that may seem a little passe, a handout, but boy, didn't we learn what to do without computers when we didn't have access to them over the course of last October. So that's just one of the things. We want to talk about what your best information sources are as a business. We want to talk about, we want to talk about the entirety of that first critical 24-hour period. And I'll tell you, Sarah, as I shared with Aphrodite, that talking about this symposium on Thursday has sparked a lot of other community members saying, hey, would you do this for us? Would you do this for our businesses?
Terrific.
Yeah. So this is the kind of enthusiasm for this project. We hope that that will begin in earnest on Thursday.
Right. Well, we're looking forward to it.
Yes, we are very much. So SonomaCountyLodging.org, that will get you to the registration point for this symposium. It's only 2 hours, and it's during business hours, and I can't imagine two better spent hours getting ready for what could happen next. Aphrodite and Sarah, thank you both for being here today. We'll be talking about it on the air in between now and Thursday, too.
Thank you, Pat.
Yes. Thanks so much, Pat.
My pleasure. I'm glad to have all of the parts involved. And again, that is Thursday, 3 to 5 p.m. at the Flamingo in Santa Rosa. It's free. And if you would like to register for that symposium, easy to do, SonomaCountyLodging.org. So get yourself registered. We want to fill the place up and make it be one important step to our county's preparedness. If you'd like to know more about it, we'll put more on the KSRO website also.